Returning veterans face many obstacles while adjusting to civilian life. One of those obstacles can be losing the ability to hear certain sounds. Researchers at UC Riverside are making a video game that benefits these veterans. KVCR's Natalia Estrada has more on this story.
The Brain Game Center at UC Riverside, known for developing apps and games to help with memory, vision, and most recently audio health, is now creating a video game that caters to veterans with hearing loss. Much like vision test, audio and speech recognition can be a jarring process. Professor of Psychology for UC Riverside, Dr. Aaron Seitz, works in the Brain Game Center and first noticed some veterans couldn't understand specific words in conversations.
We realized that there were numerous veterans who were coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan who had been in the proximity of explosions. And basically the shock waves and the blasts had damage, kind of diffuse damage throughout the brain, that some of them had very peculiar problems in terms of hearing. So for instance, their basic hearing was fine, but they had trouble understanding speech.
Dr. Seitz also mentioned that a lot of modern video games like Call of Duty have broad benefits in terms of aspects such as cognition. Games like these can help with attention, memory and processing speed, and even basic vision. Their goal is to take the aspects of these games and combine it with their knowledge in neuroscience and psychology and come up with a program that people will want to play.
So one part is taking what we know about the response properties of these auditory neurons and coming up with a set of sounds that are appropriate to try to train humans to be able to hear better. And then the other part is basically coming up with the game so that we have kind of the nice training tool. So basically putting the sounds into, the nice sugar pill.
If the game is not focused on graphics or visual, then how is it put together? Associate Professor of Computer Science at UC Riverside, Victor Zordon, designs many of the programs and apps for the Brain Game Center. Audio training is a relatively new concept on the agenda.
We expect it to be a kind of endless runner, sort of like Temple Run, and then it also sounds off to tell you, to give you direction, to go one direction or another direction, and it guides you through the tunnels. And the basic idea is that at different times, the visual component of it won't be present. It'll essentially be omitted or minimized, and then you're relying more and more on how this guide is sounding off.
Students working in the Brain Game Center test and train with this program to see what kinds of effects it has on hearing. Veteran of the Army National Guard, Allison Smith, who is studying for her PhD in neuroscience, works with the Brain Game Center and is creating sounds through two programs called Ripples and MetLab. In these programs, different components of audio are put together to mimic speech.
So I spent about the last 6 months learning the sound algorithms and then producing a training program that combines sounds that are easier to hear. At shorter durations, they're very difficult to discriminate, so it's very hard to tell if they're going up or down.
The sounds that most have trouble with are L's and R's, which can sound similar when heard in training. When those sounds are put together in speech, it's hardly noticed how similar they become. But when L's and R's are put together in the Brain Game Center's training, you can hardly tell them apart. The project is still underway, and Dr. Seitz hopes that it will benefit the local community as well as veterans. For more information about the Brain Game Center and how to support it, visit braingamecenter.ucr.edu. For KVCR News, I'm Natalia Estrada.